Now, for our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the week's major new film releases, here is Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment.
Our first film this week is The Chronicles of Riddick, a sci-fi sequel to 2000's cult hit Pitch Black that stars Vin Diesel and Judi Dench.
There are very few of us who have met a necromonger and lived to speak of it. So when I choose to speak of it, you should choose to listen.
Necromonger.
It is the name that will convert or kill every last human life.
The over-muscled Chronicles of Riddick is all bulk and no definition, says the New York Times. The film mixes Tolkien-esque mythology with non-stop sci-fi action. The result is an overblown hodgepodge of volcano-baked desertscapes, Egyptoid gone Baroque architecture, and stormtroopers with goofy headpieces, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. While Riddick isn't quite bad enough to be truly good bad, says the Los Angeles Times, it's still a candidate for Mystery Science Theatre 3000-style raillery and communal home video perusal. As for Diesel, reviewers marvel at his vanity. He's the king of trying too hard. He turns self-adoring musclehead attitude into macho camp, sums up Entertainment Weekly. There's more camp, albeit of the intentional kind, in our second film, The Stepford Wives. This remake-slash-send-up of the 70s cultural touchstone about a town full of robot wives stars Nicole Kidman.
Do I really look okay?
You look kind of like Betty Crocker.
I know.
That Betty Ford.
Well, nobody said it was going to be easy being a homemaker and a stay-at-home mom.
Slate's David Edelstein had a fabulous time at what he calls the Provincetown drag show of the Stepford Wives, but other critics find the film trite. The steady stream of jokes plink like ice cubes in a sea breeze on a Fire Island beach, as Entertainment Weekly puts it, but to no avail. The sting is gone from this version, says Rolling Stone. In the end, this is a Stepford movie, says Salon. You keep peering in there to see if there are any brains at work, and though you catch an occasional glimmer of something, it's not quite enough to convince you. Finally, we have Garfield, an adaptation of the comic strip that mixes a computer-animated cat, voiced by Bill Murray, with real actors and animals.
Mr. Pathetic, you've had a crush on her since high school. Would you please ask her out so she can reject you and we can get on with my life?
I have to ask her out.
Garfield pummels the final creative breath out of a comic strip empire, says the Chicago Tribune. Critics dismiss the movie as a cynical marketing ploy. The New York Times is bracing itself for Kathy, for Ziggy, and of course, for Marmaduke. Not only has Garfield been declawed, his swiping humour and Monty Python meanness surgically removed for a PG audience, says the Tribune, but, adding insult to injury, longtime rival Odie steals the show. He's played by a particularly soulful pooch, with a knack for dancing on its hind legs, reveals the Hollywood Reporter.
Ben Williams writes Summary Judgment for our partners at Slate Magazine.